Easter started a little bit early for me this week. We were visited by a pair of ducks, a mallard duck and his wife, so to speak. They were hanging around my yard all week. I don't know what they were doing. And then later on, two of the fattest rabbits you ever saw in your life have been living in my yard this week. I don't want them to eat my flowers, but I also want to get my Easter basket, so I have to wait till tomorrow to send them away. So if you want to know where the Easter Bunny lives, it's over here. Now those things have nothing to do with Easter, really. They're fun, but Easter is something better. I want to take a journey. We're going to take a journey with the disciples at Emmaus. This gospel is the most sublime of all the Easter readings. It's one of the options for Easter, which we don't always use. Two disciples have been walking. It's been 3 days since Jesus died. They were not apostles, but disciples close to the Lord. We know this because they knew exactly where to find the apostles when they saw Jesus. Now they're walking along, very depressed. Who can wonder why? They're walking slowly and talking. And a stranger comes up to them, walking faster, very vigorous, very alive. In fact, he appeared out of nowhere, but they did not see that. He pulls up beside them, walking. They walk together for a while, and he listens. And he says to them, "What are you discussing as you walk along the way? What are you discussing?" This is a metaphor for all of us. As I said last night to those who entered the church, they all had a story to tell about their own lives. Jesus came up beside them and called them to the church. But the Lord walks with all of us, and all of us are on a journey with God. Today, we are celebrating Easter, but each of us is called to have a personal and intimate relationship with Jesus. He walks beside us. He comes in various places in our lives. The disciples don't recognize Jesus. This is very interesting. They were with him for a long time. Mary Magdalene recognized his voice at the tomb when he called her. These disciples do not recognize his voice either. So Jesus says, "What are you discussing as you pass along the way?" You see, Jesus wants to discuss with us our lives. He wants to talk to you every day. When I used to walk home from high school, I used to imagine Jesus was walking beside me and we would talk together like this reading. And I have held on to that relationship since high school. And I invite you to begin to talk with Jesus as you walk and drive and live your lives. He will walk up beside you. You will not recognize him, but he will be there. And they say to him, "Are you the only person in the whole city that doesn't know what happened in these last 3 days?" The whole town's talking about the King of the Jews. As a matter of fact, Jesus is the only person who does know what happened those last 3 days. They don't know anything. It's the disciples that are ignorant. They're a metaphor for the world. The world does not understand why we celebrate Easter. They do not understand. They wouldn't recognize Jesus if he appeared to them in person. But we are here because we believe. And Jesus appears to us. So Jesus asks them, "What are you discussing along the way?" And they say that. He says, he's interested in their lives. He looks at them and he says, "What sort of things are you discussing?" An innocent question. He wants to know about our lives. So Jesus begins with the Old Testament and goes through the entire Bible, explaining to them the meaning of the Scriptures. And this is a metaphor, once again, for our lives. Wouldn't you love to walk with Jesus on this road to Emmaus while he discusses the scriptures with you and tells you about your life. Who would not want to have this time with Jesus as these disciples did? This is what's going to happen at the end of our lives when our Lord will come and he'll say, I was present here and here and here. You did not recognize me, but I walked beside you here. I guided you here. This is why this happened. This is why you had to suffer. Was it not necessary for the Messiah to suffer before entering his glory? And you'll say to him, why did I suffer so much? Was it not necessary for you to suffer as I did in some small way before you inherit this glory that will never end? It'll all make sense. It'll be a good discussion. I can't wait. But since I have to die to have it, I'm going to wait till tomorrow. As they get toward the house, Jesus makes as if he's going to go on further. You see, Jesus will not come into your home unless he's invited. He doesn't assume they're going to ask him to come in. It's a test for them. He's a stranger to them. But they're so compelled by the discussion they're having with him, they say, come and stay with us, that we might continue the discussion and you can have a meal with us. The day is late. So Jesus wants us to be, he wants to be invited into our home. Jesus is waiting for you to invite him into your house today, where he will come and have a meal with you. This is the Mass. This is the Word of God. In fact, this story is, in fact, the Mass. We begin with two people traveling together. That's the congregation. Jesus comes along beside them. He said, where two or more are gathered in my name, there I am in their midst. Remember that? He opens the scriptures to them and reads. Then he interprets the scriptures. That's the homily. Then we invite him in and we eat together with him. And then it so happened that during the meal, Jesus took bread, said the blessing, broke it, and gave it to his disciples. Does that sound familiar to you Catholics? It should. The church has been using that language for 2,000 years. Luke is very clear as he writes this story that this is an early Christian worship service. He's writing this reading as it happened to be read in church, to be read at Mass, because we do the same things. And Jesus vanished from their sight. At that instant, they recognized him and he disappeared. Where did he go? Who said that? She was here last night. That's why she got the right answer. For those of you who can't hear, see me after Mass. He disappeared into the bread. He never went away. He said, I am with you always till the end of time. Where is he now? He's hidden in the Eucharist. He's also in the Word of God that we just heard. And he's going to be present in the people among us. People are going to come into your lives. That's the Lord speaking to you. You have sufferings. Jesus is speaking to you. We're having a beautiful day. Praise the Lord. We've had lousy weather this week. Praise the Lord for a beautiful Easter morning. Jesus is there. He's present at Mass. He's present at work. You may not like what you do, but Jesus has called you there. That's your mission in life for right now. He's in your family. Jesus is hidden in many disguises. We are all on the road of Emmaus. It's called life. At times we're very dejected. We give up hope. Today is a day of hope. You know, people without faith, I don't know what they hope in. I don't know how they live. Because the materials of this world do not last. You know, Christmas was just a couple of months ago. But none of the things that we bought will last forever. They're all disappointing in the end. But our faith to be loved by somebody, to know that Christ died for us and rose from the dead, that he wants to walk with you, you alone, and have an intimate relationship with you alone, and then with all of us together, forever, to have that long walk with Christ that begins right now and continues in eternity. This is Christianity. This is our faith. This is what we wait for and hope for. We always have a friend that walks with us, but he will be hidden. We have to look. We have to listen. We have to make the time for prayer. When we come to Mass, every time we come here, we relive this gospel. We recognize him in the breaking of bread. Our hearts burn within us as he explains the scriptures to us. He's present in the coincidences, which we call coincidences in our lives. On this Easter morning, we ask you, Lord, that you may walk with us, that you may lead us and speak to our hearts, guide us to the truth, lead us to eternal life. Help us to recognize you as the disciples did in the breaking of the bread.